This is North Shore Today for Monday, September 12, 2016. Sunrise at 6:19 a.m., sunset at 6:56 p.m. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News that the past 15 years since the September 11 terrorist attacks have been marked by remembrance of those who lost their lives that day, from the people in the buildings or the planes to the firefighters and others who responded to the site. The Massachusetts Task Force 1 Urban Search and Rescue Team was the first federal team to head to Ground Zero after the attacks. To honor those who served that day, volunteers have spent the last 7 years constructing a memorial at Task Force 1's headquarters near Beverly Regional Airport. A dedication took place Sunday in which the public could see the new memorial and reflect on the tragic events. This project was years in the making and took years to complete. Jerry Junta, Task Force 1 leader, is quoted as saying by Ariana McNeil, "Please note that everyone who worked on this was a volunteer." The memorial features a piece of steel from the World Trade Center, more than 21 feet tall, as well as a granite sphere fountain similar to the bronze sphere that was at the World Trade Center. Well, another window has been broken at Marblehead High School. Bill Newell has that story.
Police are investigating another act of vandalism at Marblehead High School. In a story in today's edition of the Daily Item out of Lynn, reporter Gayla Colley writes, on Saturday at about 6:30 a.m., a classroom window was found shattered after a rock had been thrown through it. Glass was shattered on the ground inside and outside the classroom, located on the back of the building. The rock was found inside on the floor, police said. Marblehead police are working with school officials to determine a time frame for when the damage may have occurred, and evidence was collected from the scene. The value of the window is estimated at about $750, according to police. In an earlier incident on August 18th, police were called about a rock thrown through the window of Marblehead High School Principal Daniel Bauer's office. While there, officers were directed by a custodian to the back of the building where, quote, "Jews did 9/11, unquote, was spelled out in dirt on the softball field. Both rock-throwing incidents are classified as felonies. Police are asking anyone with tips or information to call them at 781-631-1212. I'm Bill Newell for MSONewsSports.com. Rick?
Okay, Bill, thank you very much. Taylor Rapalier writes in the Salem News that in Peabody, local school nurses have joined the ranks of first responders fighting the rise of fatal overdoses. As part of a State Department of Health initiative, some area schools, districts have been training their nurses to administer naloxone, better known under the brand name Narcon, the nasal spray that reverses the effects of opioids. All of Peabody school nurses have been trained to use it and have one dose in each school starting this year. Brenda Wolf, nurse leader for the schools, is quoted as saying, "You would hate to think that at the elementary level you'd need to use Narcan, but it's not necessarily just for students, but for visitors as well." The Salem School District is developing its own policy for Narcan. When that's finalized, the school districts will receive doses of the drug, according to Paulo Dabro, Director of Nursing and Health Services. Taylor Rapalier writes in the Salem News that the annual International Festival has appeared on Peabody's main streets every year for 33 years, a mini bustling international village seemingly sprung from the ground, and as quickly as it emerges, it disappears. Though the transformation of the downtown seems effortless, the festival has been a serious undertaking since former Mayor Peter Terigian launched it in 1983. Today, dozens of volunteers, vendors, artists, performers, and city departments continue to make it possible. And Talia Rapalier continues, "The festival, which took over Main Street on Sunday afternoon, showcases the city's many nationalities. Booths representing Portuguese, Greek, Armenian, Italian, and Brazilian cultures through art, music, and food line the city's main street." This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.